Confederation Basin, Anti-Nuclear Kissin'. On August 8, 1985, the front page of the Kingston Whig Standard blazed with a headline, "Gay Anti-Nuke Kissin' Idea Shocks City Mayor." Kissin' organizer Francois Lachance explained to the paper that the 15-minute ceremony would make clear the connections between anti-nuclear movement and the gay movement. Organizers of the three-day vigil to mark the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were glad of the addition of the kissing ceremony to their events, but, as the Whig noted, Mayor John Gerritsen and several aldermen, quote, couldn't see what an exchange of kisses between homosexuals had to do with disarmament, unquote. Despite complaints, they were giving peace a bad name. The ceremony went ahead on August 9th with a speech from Lachance on the steps of City Hall, and then a five-second embrace and kiss between Philip McDougall and Ford Barker. The crowd reacted with applause and a few boos. Not only did the ceremony attract a crowd of 400 onlookers, but photos of the kiss were printed on the Whig's front page. In a follow-up article, the paper described it as a kiss that reverberated throughout Kingston, and community response ranged from appreciation to fascination to outrage. The paper's August 9th cartoon seemed to encapsulate some of the more hostile responses. It depicted an airplane labeled Enola Gay Pride dropping a bomb marked AIDS, and in one of the letters in a half-page spread published in the paper about the events, the Reverend C.G. Vaudery made the same link, writing that, quote, homosexuals and lesbians kissing each other in public are the product of sick minds and emotions. Disarmament by North America in the face of ideologies of communist Russia is also the product of sick minds and emotions, unquote. The paper reported that the picture had angered, quote, most Whig readers, and that two people had canceled their subscriptions, and a number of others had given the paper a piece of their mind. One woman commented that the photo made her, quote, feel like throwing up, unquote, and one man insinuated, quote, that a new fruit belt has been developed at the head of the St. Lawrence, unquote. And a group of tourists who had witnessed the ceremony commented that it had spoiled their tour of Kingston's stately buildings. They conceded that homosexuals may have their rights, but they complained, why advertise it? The men who performed the kiss received telephone death threats, as well as facing criticism in the paper, but as the Whig of August 13 reports, they did not regret their actions. The paper reports that McDougall, quote, believes the kiss-in was a good idea because physical displays of affection show peaceful cooperation rather than competition between men, unquote. A letter to the Whig recalled the anti-Vietnam War slogan, make love not war, commenting that, quote, for men, it is difficult to love, to be gentle and peaceful. All men, whether they be gay or straight, are afraid of being labeled queer, and so help to maintain all levels of aggression. Although critics of the ceremony seem to have been more common, or at least more vocal than supporters, the discussion sparked by this visible event may have had positive effects. Lachance commented that the large crowd of curious onlookers was, quote, a healthy sign, unquote, because, quote, that's how one teaches, unquote.